It's actually interesting you mention Woolworths being a successful retailer, because certainly over the last few years, they have been in a little bit of trouble. Share prices come off a huge amount. There are real concerns with them more broadly. And as to running a successful home improvement center, they bought into this joint venture started actually a couple of years earlier than that, in 2009, with the US. So Woolies had a 2/3 stake in Masters, and Lowe's, a US company, had a 1/3 stake in it. And yeah, so it started up in 2009. Bunnings, which everyone has heard about, has, and I was actually really surprised by this. I thought their market share in the home improvement sector was a lot greater, but they've only got a 20% market share in that industry. But it absolutely dwarfs anyone else, and Masters only can't.
That surprised me too, actually, yeah, because I would have thought Bunnings is just kind of, it's ubiquitous, like, isn't it? It's
yeah,
just,
where else do you shop? But no, it's only 20%, but that 20% absolutely dwarfs anything else, any other competitor in the market. And Masters, with the most recent data, had only a 2% share in that market. So they really didn't come close to competing against Bunnings.
Was this just a bad idea in the first place to even try and set up a competitor to Bunnings?
I don't think it was a bad idea. I think the way it seems to be sort of phrased is that it was just executed poorly. They were talking about that they rolled out too many stores too quickly. The stores were potentially too big in size, and that means you've got quite high operating costs on those individual stores, and they just weren't getting the foot traffic through. And, you know, when you're not really selling enough of what you need to sell and you've got high operating costs, you are going to lose money. And as you pointed out at the top, for the last four years, they've lost in operating losses something like $600 million, and they're tipped to lose $300 million or so in the most recent year.
And Woolworths has paid the price for that, haven't they?
Yeah, they have. I mean, whether this is sort of emblematic of what's going on, but they have been making missteps in a range of places, and you only just have to look. And it's a small thing, but you may have seen that the problem with their Australia Day hats at Woolies, they unfortunately forgot Tasmania, and they've had to pull all those back in. So
that's bad.
Yeah, it's not. For all our Taswegian friends out there, I'm sure Woolies apologise for that. But they have made a few social media missteps over the last 12 to 18 months. This being another one of them. The CEO is outgoing, but he's staying there until they find a replacement, which, you know, they're still looking. So in a sense, they're sort of directionless at this point in time. And they're talking about only really having someone likely in charge by the end of this year. So it's, you know, the next 12 months or so, they're not really going to find a path, I don't think.
When Bunnings was launched, it really was something new in that space, wasn't it? Of a hardware store on that kind of scale. They had a very clever marketing campaign, getting their own workers to be the face of the ads, so they're everyday people that we can relate to. And it is just the first thing that you think of. But as you say, there are a lot of overheads in setting up something on the scale of something like Bunnings. So if that's the case, what did Bunnings do so well that Masters clearly didn't?
Maybe to me, I've heard of Bunnings, so this is from a sort of layperson's point of view. I mean, you generally see a lot more of sort of information about Bunnings. I mean, you can't sort of step away, you see ads for them, whereas I can't really think of advertising or branding for Masters. I don't know too much about it. Potentially also just first mover advantage. They were able to get the sites, sort of the retail or the locations that they needed, because Masters, it sounded like we're trying to move into sites nearby Bunnings to then actively compete against them. But if Bunnings already have trade coming through and people are already used to going off and you go down to Bunnings to get something, they're already used to that sort of behaviour. And to prise someone away from that may be quite difficult.
So there wasn't anything inherently in terms of their financial modelling or, you know, how they operated on that level that is substantially different.
No, I mean, from what I'm aware. But again, if they're doing a fairly similar thing and they've already got, you know, we have, you know, when we need hardware stuff, we go to Bunnings. It's just, I don't even know where the closest Masters to us is. I know where the nearest Bunnings is. That's where we go. And there's no real reason for me to change. They'd have to do something dramatically different or sort of and it'd be a lot cheaper or whatever to make you want to move to that different store. And I suppose as a comparison, look at in the supermarket sort of industry, Aldi is a newcomer into that space. You know, you've had that big duopoly between Woolworths and Coles. Aldi is new into that, but they are making strides into that market, which is also tying into this, a big concern for Woolies. But Aldi do something different. You know,
they've got a different value proposition, haven't they? They're kind of Woolworths and Coles. You can see them trying to rebrand themselves as being connected to local farmers mm-hmm. and local producers. Woolies are trying to position themselves as being a bit more kind of highbrow.
Yeah.
Aldi is like, here we are, we're cheap.
We're cheap. We do, and they talk about it as the Aldi cult, but you know. And I do find it a bit weird. You go into a store and it's all looks really similar, but it's different. But all the odd stuff they have in that middle aisle, and that you do get a bit used to it. And it's sort of nice that you see that. And that's their point of difference. Whereas if they just come in and just been a very similar model to sort of a Woolies or a Coles, then there's no real pressing need for someone to change to that. And I think maybe that's what happened with Masters, that there was no real need for people to move away from what they were doing with Bunnings. It was, you know, we need to get stuff to fix the house or whatnot. Let's go there.
They didn't have anything different to offer us. There was also another company involved here because this is a company called Lowe's who are from the US.
Yep.
And they jointly owned Masters,
yes.
or had a share in Masters, and this was their attempt to get into the Australian market. Obviously, has not gone well for them.
No, it didn't go well. And usually when they go into overseas markets, they just go in alone. They don't go in with a joint venture partner, which is what the case was here. And they owned a 1/3 stake, Woolies owned a 2/3 stake. And what crystallised Woolies shutting this down was actually Lowe's, as part of the agreement, had what's called a put option. So they had the opportunity, if they wanted to sell their stake back to Woolies. And that's not up to Woolies to say, we don't want to buy it off you. They have to do that. So that happened earlier this week. And they said, you know, we're exercising this put option. We are selling our 1/3.
We're out of here.
We don't want to be here anymore. So they've sold that. Or they are in the process of selling that. And they are working out. All that's really being worked on now is price and how much Woolies will pay for that. And that will be negotiated between the two parties, and they need to come to an arrangement by tomorrow. And if that doesn't happen, then they'll go out to independent experts to come out with a valuation to work out how much Woolies has to buy the stake back for.
What's the real blowback for Woolies financially?
They could actually make a profit on it. They could book an accounting profit for depending on what the price comes in at. And the reason for that is, the Lowe's stake, actually, if you were to open Woolies' balance sheet, the Lowe's stake is a liability in Woolworths' balance sheet. And so it's in there at about $890 million. If that stake is worth less than that, and it more than likely is, Woolies is clearing that debt, and it's not technically a debt, but let's say that it is. They're clearing that debt for less, that $890 million debt, for less than $890 million. Whatever that difference is between what they settle with Lowe's for and the 890, that's actually going to, from an accounting point of view, going to turn up as a profit. So it's like if I owed you $100 and you were happy to settle for 60, if you were happy to take 60 from me and that was it, you know, I've not given you 40. I've actually sort of made a profit of 40 on that. So it's one of those little accounting quirks that turn up in there.
Meanwhile, Bunnings, quite proudly, are moving forward. Yeah. They've purchased the home improvement franchise called Homebase. So why do you think they're targeting the UK as opposed to getting into America or Europe or somewhere else?
I suppose America would be quite a competitive market. And as to why they've chosen that country over another one, I'm not in a position to say. But it's, I suppose, an opportunity to expand into another market and just to diversify what they're doing. Obviously, they're very successful with their model with Bunnings here. And look, Homebase is slightly different, and they're looking over time to rebrand that. It's a slightly smaller store than what you see the Bunnings over here. But, you know, if they can successfully do what they do with Bunnings here, you know, there's no guarantee that it's going to necessarily work out there, but I think that's what they're banking on.
Okay, but in the meantime, there's some reputations who are kind of on the carpet here, aren't there?
Well, I suppose Well, is this? It just seems right at the moment. And what I cast my mind back to, for different reasons, is Qantas going back 5, 6, 7 years ago. There was a time when we were really proud to have Qantas, you know, as a national airline, and then for a whole range of reasons, it became a bit of a laughing stock, and people just, you know, it was easy to make fun of them. They had some problems. You know, they've worked their way out of that. And it sort of feels Woolies, for different reasons, is in a similar sort of position. It's just easy to have a free kick in them at the moment. Now, whether or not they'll be able to pull themselves out of it, you know, I'm sure, you know, I'm sure with the right direction and figuring out the right CEO that they can. But, you know, it will take some time.
Yeah, so there's a few people who have got some maybe sore egos around right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, David Bond, thank you so much for joining us here on The Daily on 2SER with your latest news on the money.